I fucking hate words. Obnoxious, obsequious, omnivorous, oblivious, ostentatious things we utter. Mental, manifested, my mind makes more maps of moving mountains of meaning more overly stuttered. As I describe, in the Latin unwrite, my language picks apart the bits of things best left whole, unspoken, lest broken by my blather. What is a man? Tall, 40, married, French, black. Matters not, this lingual trotters round and back again. Thesaurus, the ISB are silent in this plight. Just stop speaking. With meaning dripping from loquacious lactation, heartfelt meanderings as metaphors span a Milky Way expanse, oxidized in sound and rust, no trust that what I say hits home. You're a universe away from me, intimate proximity irrelevantly revered as to souls I draw near. Misunderstand my grammar plan and fetch me a long wait, or paint tartanta manta telling you. My words are mine, each day anew the meaning deepens. The etymology of etymology, in the truest sense the study and remembrance of what words once meant, true now today still, vagina et phallus, the sheath and the sword mean division in people where genres adored as a label for genderfication. If I say the word rose, can a flower suppose in your mind? Or does moving through air as you stood from a chair insist image one of a kind? I can't tell you the way, doused in doubt, when I say, well, anything really. Confusion, well, zen. A budding layer off end seen in jokes when our humour words poke tragicomedy. Bliss spare in the air as we dare to share thoughts. Feels real as we peel away layers of sorts of the source of our sonority. Censoring subjects of sullen majority. Monkeys type Shakespeare theoretically in the face of all probability. But choose words I have to put across what I do when we bathe in a fondue of verbs. Still, I fucking hate words. Crown a noun that can colour it right in communicative ways out of sight. So much more is said by the flush of your face or the eyes in your head. Words can't come near to linguifying tears. The thousand dances of eyes always truth do belie. That is, afraid might be I, or elated, or dreading my spells can misfire in your mind. And sentenced to life in Babel's prison am I. With my cellmate the panda, it eats, shoots, and leaves me, bleeding out on the sand of the language of England. Although, I fucking love words.